Most schools are paid for by property taxes. But if you live in a community with a high military base population or a tribal population, that is not taxed federally. Those families don't pay to that school district. So you have a huge impact, hence the word impact aid, on your school district and their capability to have the resources they need to teach the kids in their schools. It is a federal program. It's been in place for a long time, but we face everything from delays of payments to schools so they can't determine what their budgets are going to be. And so I have consistently been on top of not only this administration, but everyone all the way back to when I first came in the Senate to make sure that these schools get paid. If you're sitting there and your ability to make sure you have good teachers and classroom size that's correct for your district and have all the resources you need to know you have the income. And if you don't have this income from impact aid or it's delayed, you're not serving your kids. Remember, these are districts with a high number of military children. They may have had a parent deployed multiple times. They may have just moved in. They may be seeing a parent who's come home change dramatically. They're dealing with a lot. And if the school district isn't providing what they need in a good teacher and a correct class size, it impacts them.